My mindfulness challenge for you this week is to smile each and every time you see a reflection of yourself in a mirror or perhaps even in a window pane. Force yourself to smile if the image that you see of yourself shows a person who is sad or who is neutral in their expression. You may say to yourself, "Wait just a minute, Rogers. You're telling me that if I'm feeling really low and down in the dumps, I'm supposed to pretend as though I'm happy. I have to put a happy face on. That's not genuine. And I'm a person who thinks it's important to be truthful about who we are and how we are feeling." I say to you, that's all well and good, and I honor you for that authenticity. However, what we have discovered is forcing smiles transforms moods. There is a technology known as laughter yoga, which really consists of people sitting around a circle who are laughing, not at jokes, literally just forcing themselves to laugh. When they start the exercise, I can assure you everyone is not feeling in a positive mood. When they finish, everyone is elated with how good they actually feel. Forcing smiles does transform moods. When I pass down the street in downtown Olympia, I pass many people. And I can assure you, when I pass by an individual who has a smile on their face, I feel yummy inside. It really transforms whatever mood state I might currently be in. I also know that when I walk in downtown Olympia, Washington, with a smile on my face, each person that I pass by also has a transformation and they begin smiling as well. I affect others, and I also have a profound impact on myself. So again, to repeat, each time you see an image of yourself, whether in a mirror or a reflection in a window, or any reflection, even if it is in water, look at yourself and smile. You'll be amazed at what difference it can make into how you are feeling in the moment. Become mindful of your smiling acuity. It'll make a difference on how you get through each and every day. Robert Rogers, and may you have a fun, smiling week. Good day.